Now, the Tralee Taxi Association have been in touch. They're slamming the proposed fuel excise cut as a token gesture. Terry Boyle is with me on the line. Terry, a token gesture. Why are you saying that? Is it not welcome respite at some level to your members?
Morning, Jerry, and good morning to your listeners. Of course, the 20 cent respite is welcome, but like the reality, Jerry, is that it's playing with numbers, really. There's nothing concrete in there that I can see anyway, Jerry. Like if you look at prices here in Tralee Town at the morning, this morning, we have a low price of 218 to a high price of 236.9. So there's huge variations at the pumps. If you look at the actual price, say, of diesel, for example, like the government's take is in the region of 60%. So there's a lot of room for manoeuvrability there. What they're actually doing, Jerry, is they're knocking the price back by maybe 7 days, which I suspect will probably be wiped out within the next 7 days. And like if you take an example, I got diesel myself on the 1st of this month, 100 euros of diesel. I got 58.5 litres, cost me 170. Yesterday, at the same outlet, 100 euros, 46.2 litres, which is effectively 215. So like that's 35 cent of a difference there in 3 weeks. So like we're only playing with numbers, really, Joey.
What do you think they should do then? What would be a proper and fair help for taxi drivers?
Well, I think not only taxi drivers, I think the ordinary public are feeling this as well. And I think anybody in transport will feel it, because anything that's delivered to our shops, to our retail outlets, to our restaurants and so on, are all coming by road freight. So like the costs are going to hit us at some point, and probably in the next week or two, you'll see it in every aspect of life. Like Jerry, we've been here before, like with the Ukraine war, like we saw prices increasing that time, and we were promised that, you know, various measures would be taken to try and offset something like this in the future. And again, as happens when it dies down and passes over, we forget about it and move on. So the makeup of the taxes on fuel, like excise, carbon, NORA levy, and then you add them to the actual cost of it, and then we put VAT on top of all of that again. So we're putting tax on tax. For the life of me, I can't see, for example, why they can't reduce the excise by a percentage rather than 20 cent. Why can't they reduce it by a percentage? Why can't they tidy up all these levies a small bit, like where there's a little bit of a safety net? We're very the country, like it's hugely suspect to these fuel increases, and I think we're hurtling towards a disaster at the moment if this continues.
Well, I suppose the thing is, if this continues, Terry, isn't this the point about it? This is an international crisis brought about by the actions of the US and Israel in starting a war against Iran, and we're at the mercy of it. We're 40 years on from 43 years on from the Middle Eastern oil crisis of 1973, and we're kind of still in the same place, aren't we? We're still as dependent as we ever were to these international price shocks. And asking government for money is one thing, but that tap isn't inexhaustive. That €250 million, €250 billion the price tag for what's being done today. Like, there's a question about how much the government can do in these situations, and how much taxpayers' money will they spend, and I suppose for how long, Terry? This is just for a month, and it's going to cost €250 million.
Yeah, look, Jerry, I accept it's going to cost €250 million, but I suppose on the other hand, over the last 3 weeks, they also have taken a significant amount of money that's going to offset that anyway. Like, I suppose since the last crisis we had, there was talks, like I said, of energy security. But in reality, nothing has ever been done. Like, we have a land bank out there in Ballylongford sitting there for how long, Jerry, in government ownership. And it's still there, and nothing being done with it. There are several examples. We're very beholding to a lot of these corporations and big corporate industries here in Ireland at the moment. And you can see it at the moment, the way the fuel outlets are, there is certainly a bit of gouging going on. There's no doubt about that. But the government seem to be powerless to do anything about it, as they are with other, we see the taxi industry, for example, where the big corporations have come in and they're not able to deal with them either. So it's something that government needs to step up to and needs to deal with. I think
okay, Terry, we'll call it 20 cent. We'll call it on average between fuel, petrol and diesel, we'll call it 20 cent of a reduction. What should it be? 40 cent? 60 cent?
Well, like, Jerry, if you're taking the price of diesel at 170 3 weeks ago and we're now up to 236 of a high, that's 60 cent. So I would assume that we should be somewhere around €2 would be where it should be.
So 40 cent really would make a real difference to your members and to people.
I think it would to everybody. Like, it's not only just my members, but I think it's anybody that drives a car.
No, I understand. I'm just asking you as representing taxi drivers in terms of your working. This is your work. This is what goes into your car so you can do work and make your money over it. So 40 cent, that'd be €500 million for 4 weeks. And I suppose the other issue, and I'll just put this to you, it's not for you, it's for the government to decide. But what happens if this goes on for longer than a month? If the price of a barrel of oil stays over $100 and there isn't any peace talks, there's more missiles falling this morning in every country.
Well, I would fear, Jerry, that if it continues longer and if we see the fuel increases accelerating as they are, if they accelerated in a similar fashion over the coming months, Jerry, I think we're in for a huge economic crash. I'd say that would be the inevitable outcome of it, because there is no way in the world ordinary people can sustain where we're at the moment, not to mind where we would be at in a month's
time. And it's starting with fuel, Terry, and in a couple of weeks, maybe in a week or two, you're going to see it from what we're seeing in England this morning with their manufacturing figures and input costs. It's going to feed into everything else. Price of goods and food, price of issues, price of services, you name it. In fact, hyperinflation. Well, not hyperinflation, but inflation.
Yeah, like our infrastructure, our transport infrastructure, our freight infrastructure delivery is based on road freight, road transport. So we are subject to the volatilities in the market, and fuel is the big volatility and has been for quite some time. We have very little control over that. It's outside influences that are creating it. But having said that as well, I think there is a bigger probably question for the EU on a European stage, who have maybe been sitting back a little bit somewhat as well on this issue over the last 10 years as well. So I think not only is it the Irish government, but I think what the Irish government are at the moment is just playing with figures. I think, we've listened to Mike Kennelly there this morning and Danny Healy-Rae. They're kind of appeasing the foot soldiers, if you want. I don't see it as much more than that.
Okay. All right, Terry, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for your view on that this morning. That's Terry Boyle there at Free Taxi Association, looking for more of an increase in terms of more of a reduction in terms of the excise that's on a litre of petrol and a litre of diesel.